Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of 10 Down with Terry and David. Terry, are you with us?
Blink. Oh, I can't cope. I'm watching a
blink twice if you need help.
A deaf taxi driver picks up a deaf passenger. Oh, I can't. It's so cute. Basically, the man gets in the back and he's like typing on a song that he can't hear just to let the taxi driver know. And the taxi driver turns around, does sign language, and then his face lights up. This is the kind of content I want on my feed. Love it. Love it.
How do you make that happen, Terry?
I engage with it all the
time. You just keep clicking on it and then click and scroll and click.
Yeah, I love all those happy stories. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to 10 Down with Terry and David.
Yeah, we've already done... Well, I've already done that. You've interrupted me.
Sorry.
While we're on the point about what things you're clicking on, you're starting to really lean in on the option of having a second dog because you're like, please, let's rescue another dog.
I'd love to rescue another dog.
I'm not against rescuing dogs, obviously. I'm just like, are we ready for another
dog? I feel like we could do it with a little bit more chaos in our lives.
Because now it's not enough.
Well, I think, you know what? Do you know when would be a good time? When Sydney starts school, because we can't really go away for a while. So it would be a good time to introduce him to the house, get him settled. And then by the time the October break comes in, he's okay to be minded in the house.
Okay, so can we meet in the middle here that we're not going to be we won't be getting a pup?
Well, like, I would never buy a pup.
No, I know that, the rescue a pup. Of course I'm not, I know that. I'm talking about getting a dog that's...
destructive?
What?
Destructive?
No, I'm saying helping a dog out that has been treated badly the way, like the likes of Jake, where, you know, he has great temperament.
Yeah.
And we can help him as opposed to a pup.
In an ideal world, yes, but I feel like we were lucky that we could adopt Jake because we'd no kids, but we've kids to consider now. So I feel like if you adopt a younger dog, they integrate into the family a little bit better and they're easier to mold. That's just naturally the way that it will
happen. And they'll pick up on his behavior.
And they'll copy him. But I am open to fostering a dog first and seeing how they get on in the family. Because although I absolutely adore dogs and I'd love to adopt one on a whim, they have to be good with the kids.
Mm.
That's a non-negotiable. So, I'm open to it.
Did you notice yesterday that... So we had... the neighbors were over with their kids.
We do Monday dinners. So every Monday...
It's mayhem.
Every Monday, have dinner in someone's house in the estate. And yesterday was my turn and it was on a Wednesday because Monday we were all hanging. Wednesday was my day and I was counting it up and there was 16 people in the house.
All of a sudden, 16 people. But Jake yesterday, he does it even when it's just the two kids and it's mayhem. He was in the middle of the playroom. Right. And there was eight kids and they were all in a circle around him playing and whatnot. And he was just sitting he was sitting there falling asleep, like basically sitting, standing up or whatever the hell he was doing. It was like, you could go anywhere else in the house to get peace
around them.
And he's just an angel. Please get out of my house.
That wasn't always the way. Like when Sydney came along, Jake was very much put out. And
yeah, he was. Not an aggressive way. He just, every time she'd come into the room, he'd get down off the chair and walk away.
Yeah. And you see, you have to be careful of that when you get an adult dog, like that they're not narky because I worked in plastics. And I think I said this before on the podcast, I worked in plastics and I used to see a lot of dog bites on teenagers and adults as well. Like, but you'd see some horrific facial injuries and I've been bit by a dog as well and it wasn't very good.
We've all not in this day and age, but I think back in our age, like when we were kids, I was bit by a dog because I jumped over the back wall to get a football and they didn't.
Where did he bite you?
On the knee.
But what I'm saying is that I have fear of dogs biting kids because of what I've seen. And I just think that when we adopt a dog, they just need to have a really good temperament. I wouldn't mind getting a bitch.
Yeah, yes and no, because sometimes they can be worse because they can go through their hormones and whatnot.
Spayed.
True. We're going on a rabbit hole talking about adopting dogs when we are in no position right now to be able to bring in any more mayhem inside this house.
Well, I feel like we need it. We need a little bit more spice.
A little bit more oomph.
A little bit more spice. I love spicing things up, you know, every couple of weeks.
I know. Like, our stairs already is ruined, but it will be ruined even further.
Yeah, I did think about getting the carpet changed, and I was like, do you know what? I'm not going to do that for another year because the house is just too busy. Anyway, we've had a very busy week since last week. I had Cassie's hen party on Saturday, which was complete and utter carnage. We met at Cassie's Camogie Club in Erin's Isle in Finglas, and we had a party bus pick us up from there. We had a 2-liter bottle of Fireball that we were pouring down people's necks.
I think it was you, not we.
Pouring down people's necks. Then we arrive into town. And of course, I never told you, there was road closures everywhere. So I had to like navigate 50 drunk women to the Doll Society through Grafton Street.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I had to keep like, I put a traffic cone on my head at one stage, and then I was like, no, I'll be cancelled. So
you needed one of those little flags, like
that's
a tour.
What I was doing with the traffic cone. And then I was like, no, somebody will take a video of me and it'll go fucking viral on TikTok and I'll get cancelled. I had the fear before I had the fear. Anyway, got them all into the Doll Society, did more shots, bottomless brunch, chaos.
I've never done a bottomless brunch. What is that like?
It's basically they give you jugs of alcohol and you just drink as much as you can in the hour and a half that you're there for the show.
Right.
And then you get food. Right, so okay. For 40 quid, so you pay a tenner deposit and then it's 30 euro. So for 40 quid.
For that hour and a half?
For that hour and a half, we got like chicken and chips, drinks and a show.
That's very good.
So good. And it's like chaos. Like it's chaos.
Oh, is this where the drag show was?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very good. I thought that bottomless brunch and the drag show were two separate things.
No, it was the same. And then from there, we went to 37 Dawson Street.
Mm.
And they were so good to us. They gave us a little area. They had Prosecco. We had a ball. We had a ball and we had cake and it was just gorgeous. Like it was such a great little afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But we were all mental. Like it was bananas.
So a one-day Dublin hen or a one-day Dublin stag, I always feel like because it's just one day, everyone just goes bananas to get as much in that one day, as opposed to if you're away like you were for 3 days in Marbella.
You're pacing yourself.
It's like the first day is a bit chaos.
Oh, and then it was absolutely mental. I was in bed for 10:30 because we started like at 1 o'clock. I'm not able. Like normally I only last about 3 or 4 hours, but I was in bed. No, I left at 10:30.
Yeah, every time you tell the story, it changes.
No, because I put my mom in a taxi and then I get in a taxi.
You go home
after.
Here, like look at the ring doorbell. You go home here at 12:15.
At 11:30. Sorry. Yeah, I put my mom in a taxi at 10:30, then I get in a taxi at 11:30.
Which then leads to...
And I was like, get me sourdough. I couldn't stop eating. I was like so hungry because... I felt like I had only toast in the morning time. And then when we were at the bottomless brunch, I was so busy and like running around. I only like
You felt like you were hosting the bleeding thing.
Yeah, because it was me that organized it, so I was coordinating everything.
But that's what leads on to the next thing, that it's unfortunate that you had to text me and say, I don't feel comfortable. Can you track my car? And I had to track you because you sent me your live location on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
And then I was like sitting watching the football.
I look back at my text to you and you were like, he went the wrong way. He brought you.
Yeah, I texted you. I was like, take the tunnel. And you're like, yeah, okay. And I'm like looking at the car moving on the app. And I was like, you didn't take the tunnel.
Which
added an extra 20 minutes.
I was like, how did you know? But I sent my live location.
Yeah, I responded. I was like, you sent me your location.
Anyway, it was a ball. We had a great night. And then we had a World Cup party the next day. Of course we did. And it was over in our neighbor's house. And it was great fun.
For anyone that is listening that watched the World Cup final, it was a shambles. It was a shambles.
I feel bad saying this, but I feel like England should have been.
No, there's absolutely no question about it that England deserved to get as far as they did. There was absolutely no question about it.
It would have been a great match if it had been Spain and
England.
England.
Yeah, it's been 60 years since they've been in the final. It's probably been 100 years since Ireland has been in the final.
Never.
I don't even know what it is.
Did it even happen?
But what was I going to say? Yeah, this is a part that you're probably seeing videos of it on social media, but Argentina really showed a different side to them after the match was over.
Yeah, I've seen the final.
There was a lot of fighting because...
Do you think they showed a different side? I feel like they were kind of acting like that the whole way through the cup. Like,
yeah, they were, but like it just goes to show, like
sore losers.
It's like you lost.
You can't.
You didn't even show up. Like I think Messi. I seen Messi twice touching the ball properly. like it was 93 minutes on the match and Argentina hadn't even had one shot on goal.
Why was that?
That's never happened.
Why was that?
They just didn't have, I don't know. It's just, they didn't have the oomph to play. You're in a World Cup final.
What happened to them?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I can't.
It's
no,
weird, isn't it?
It's really weird. Like even all the
was it fixed?
No, it wasn't fixed.
Was it fixed?
No. How could it be fixed?
Because all the players get together and they get a big payout.
Well, Lionel Messi was, that was his last World Cup. He's going to retire soon.
Yeah, but he's won it before.
Yeah, he won it 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Apparently, by the way, apparently the next World Cup is going to be, guess where?
Where?
Portugal, Spain and Morocco.
Really?
Yes. So we could possibly be able to go.
I will be 40.
Yeah, I'll be 44.
Davey, you're really taking the lead with this episode, aren't you?
Because go. I am. Because I have a story to tell you.
Okay, go.
Right. So yesterday I was invited to go on to a sea safari, right? it's strange talking or using the phrase sea safari in Ireland, let alone Dublin. Because it's a safari, like, you know, you're thinking you're going to South Africa
something
to go see
tropical
animals. We didn't have much luck in terms of what we saw. We saw a lot of fat seals, which is a good thing.
You see that here?
A lot of fat seals.
Rolling around after me shower.
You said that, I didn't. Anyway, after the tour, I was with one of my good buddies, Rob, who is, like me, loves getting out into the wilderness and capturing birds and whatnot. Not physically capturing birds, but pictures. And he says to me, come here, we're only 15 minutes away from this really good spot. It's like a small trek hike / you know, we can go and check it out. So grand, let's go. And we pulled into this car park, right? We drive past it a lot if we're going down towards that Wicklow. If you're not watching, you'll miss it, right? It's called Glen of the Downs.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Right. It's a little picnic area. Yeah. And it's a 6 kilometer
gorgeous
trail. Absolutely beautiful, yeah, right?
I've always wanted to go. Did you see the statues?
From a distance, we didn't walk as far up that way. Anyway, parked the car, we were walking up through the trail. And it was quite busy with people at the start walking past. Like you get a lot of people just doing their 5-6K walks. Anyway, this guy walks past us and from a distance, from behind, he shouts at us and says, well, lads, how's things? And we were like, yeah, good. And we kept walking. And he had his earphones in and he goes, lads, you need to be careful around these areas. You need to be really, really careful, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, he had it in a real southern accent of Dublin, you know, Wicklow. You know, that's how he spoke, you know, like this. I'm serious, right?
And so he's like Damo and Ivor?
Yeah.
Okay.
He had combed over hair like that as well. And he had a perfect chin.
Okay. A perfect chin.
Okay. Anyway, he says...
Oh my God, the image I have in my head now.
Yeah, he goes... and you can tell that he's never, ever used the runners, let alone the track or the shorts and t-shirt. It was all, everything was brand new.
Oddball.
Right? He's like, lads, really careful around these areas. This is where all the gays meet and where gays come to find other gays. And we looked at him and we were like, he said this all within the space of him walking past us. There was no need for him to go to that level. And we were like, oh, really? Yeah. And he goes, no, I'm serious. I have a restraining order on one of them at the moment because this guy was in a bra and knickers sitting at the picnic area and he came onto me and I had to call the goddamn police. And it went on and on and on, right? He's like, yeah, you need to be really careful. You need to be really careful. Apparently this is a meetup point for gay people. So
what? If it is.
If there's anybody out there that goes to the Glen of the Downs.
To meet people. More power to you.
More power to you. But, you're out in the wilderness away from people.
But you weren't looking for gays.
No.
You were just on a nice little stroll.
Terry, we could still see the picnic area and all I could see was families bouncing around, enjoying
Maybe
themselves.
It was just a bit.
Right? So he could tell that we didn't want to get into the conversation with him and he walked on. 10, 15 minutes later, we had cut through the track and caught up with him by mistake and we came out of the bush, if that makes sense, onto the track and he turned around and he goes, now guys, that looks really dodgy, two guys coming out of the bush.
You said last night, that looks really gay.
He looks really dodgy, two guys coming out of the bush, it looks really gay, right? But he said that from a fucking far distance, shouting that. And we were like, there is no need for him to be at this level of volume, like shouting it.
He was just trying to catch up as mates and go for a nice little walk.
That's all we were trying to do and we were just being summoned into this gay hole. I don't know what it was.
A gay hole.
So can anyone confirm this? Glen of the Downs is a meetup point for gays.
Maybe it is.
Because if it is, I might go on a Thursday and join up. Just get out of the madness of the house.
But that is strange behavior, though. Like, just it was.
Yeah, you know, Terry, come here. I'm not much of a judge of a character for people. I can't really. I'm not as good as you, where you could read people immediately. Like, you know, the way you have that, like, sniffer dog situation where you can smell things 10 miles away.
Yeah.
You're like,
smell the bullshit.
Yeah, smell the bullshit. I knew that this fella wasn't all there and was just, he hasn't probably saw someone in a long time and just said, I just want to talk about being gay, but he was afraid to.
Maybe he is gay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the vibe I got off him.
He was like trying to figure out if you guys were gay.
But
like,
that's what
he said.
Because
if you were horrified and you were like, oh no, not the gays, then he probably would have been like, oh yeah, I can't talk to them. But then if you had been like, well, we're gay, then he would have like maybe talked
because
to you.
He said to us, he goes,
he was sussing his out.
He goes, what are yous doing here? And Rob goes, oh, we're just here like shooting like birds of prey. And he goes, oh, okay. He goes,
no, they're not actually shooting, they're photographing.
And I said to him, why else do you think we're here? Like, because about the gays. And he was like, it's like, demon
maybe he's
Iver.
Gay and he wanted to hook up with you. Because you and Rob do look gay.
Really? So I'll take that as a compliment in this world, Terry.
So what were you...
Sorry, one last thing while we're on the point, because you've just said that, right? I can't remember now what I was going to say.
No, I can't remember what I was going to say. Right, Sydney.
I see. I hope you leave that in because we have a brain freeze.
So we have, Sydney's in this habit now at the minute. I always wonder if she'll listen back to these podcasts in like 20 years and be like...
We have to point out the ones that she needs to listen to. She's not going to listen to them all.
But basically she has this habit now where she interrupts us every 3 minutes. Like she does that. She's done that anyway, but like lately it's really bad. And I read this thing and it was basically a fact. And it was like, you know, the average parent is interrupted every 3 minutes and it can actually contribute to short-term memory loss. And I could not relate to that any harder. Mm. I feel like I don't know what I'm talking about. I lose train of thought. I've literally zero attention span. And I've been putting it down to like social media, like in how we behave online. Like, you know, if I'm at nighttime before bed, I'll like scroll on TikTok. I love it. But like... the subject changes. Like 1 minute I'm looking at someone eating crab legs. Next thing you know, I'm like looking at a child being abducted in China. And then next thing you know, it moves on to like someone doing their makeup. And then it's like...
And are you picking or is this what your algorithm's doing?
It's just what my algorithm's feeding me. Like for a long time, I was getting fed that girl over in America, Eat With Mother.
Yeah, and like,
she puts loads of things in a pan. She's like, I don't use butter. I don't use oil.
I just make butter fresh. Is that girl?
No, Nara Smith. Oh God, Nara Smith. God love her. But it's another woman. I seem to like watching people eat online.
But you won't let me.
I really want snow crabs.
But you.
I really want snow crab.
What's a snow crab?
It's a crab. I really want to eat crab.
What's snow crab?
Snow crab is like this type of crab that looks real juicy and meaty. Do you know what? I might go and get some crab today and make a seafood boil. Would you eat one?
Why don't we just go to Rush and...
Where in Dublin can I get a seafood boil? Oh my God, David, that's what I'd love to do. I'd love to do that.
Go to wherever the ports are, Malahide, Rush.
No, a seafood boil is like this. Look, hold on 1 second. Go on, keep people entertained
there, David. Just one cornetto, give it to me.
This is a seafood boil.
Terry, that looks fucking vile. That looks vile.
Are you joking?
Why does she eat like that?
Because she's... Oh my God, David, that looks divine. So these are king crab legs.
But why does she go...
Because she's doing content. That's look at that. Time. Oh, where can I get a seafood boil? Dublin. Oh, wait. Great. I reckon I could make one myself. I reckon I'm going to make a seafood boil.
Why don't we take the kids to Hout and go crab fishing?
Oh, I'd love to do that. Let's go do it today. I'll cancel everything and let's go get Sydney out of Play School. Let's go.
No, actually, scrap that because it was just chaos. Sydney will cry when we take the crabs out and then you're going to have to kill the crabs.
Well, can we take a day off soon and do something nice? Like we've no plans on Sunday. None.
Hmm.
I'd love to do something. I really want to do something. Okay, so would you like to hear a listener email?
Oh, shit. Sorry.
What?
I just realised I left the hose on with the sprinkler.
Go.
Sorry, just really a quick note on the Odyssey movie that we went to see.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it was recommended to watch the movie Troy again before you go to the Odyssey.
Why?
Because it would have made a lot more sense.
Yeah, no, I knew that. I knew it was about the Helena Troy. Like, the girl with the scars on her face was Helene.
Yeah,
or Helen. Helen, isn't it?
Yeah, she was the princess of Troy. Or she was the daughter of the king, the Trojan, whatever. I can't.
Yeah, that's the reason why the fleet were on the...
Yeah.
On the. Did you not know that? But you were confused when
that's,
you watched
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's why I was confused.
No, I knew it was about that, because that's what she said. Tell your family I'm sorry for everyone that's died in my name.
Yes, and Matt Damon, who played the main fella, I can't remember his name. So he's the fella that actually thought of the idea of building
in the movie.
The horse.
Yeah. Is this only coming to you now?
No, it's just that now I'm starting to, it's all starting to like come together. Like, and did you know that the movie itself, do you remember that scene where they used the big giant men in, they were wearing like steel armor, throwing them around the forest.
Yeah.
Big, huge fella. Do you know they were real people?
No.
None of the movie was shot in CGI.
Really?
None of it.
Oh, so they like...
So they used, I seen the making of it. They used fellas that were like 7 foot something, and they used a stunt double of Matt Damon, which was a girl. That was a girl in that scene to make them look like giant
taller.
Men. And the scene of, remember the boat went into remember the big storm they hit and that was actually done by jet skis.
Whoa.
And do you remember the dolphins were in the scene?
Yeah.
That happened by accident when they were crossing the sea.
Wow.
There was something else.
It was a very good movie. I just feel like maybe we need to watch it again.
I feel like I need to watch it again and actually really appreciate it.
You're overwhelmed.
Because it wasn't what I was expecting.
Okay, do you want to hear a listener email? Hi, David and Terry. I have a story that still makes me cringe. I've been working really hard in the gym over the last few months, losing weight and building muscle. For the first time in ages, I was actually feeling really confident. After an amazing workout last week, I got on the bus feeling great. I noticed lots of people looking at me, and I won't lie, I was secretly thinking, okay, maybe the gym is actually paying off. I got home, threw my gym bag on the floor, and my husband started crying laughing. Hanging out the side of my gym bag for the entire journey was the biggest pair of beige granny knickers you've ever seen. They'd obviously stuck to the Velcro after being washed. So all those people staring, it wasn't me they were admiring, it was my underwear. The worst part, no one told me. I've accepted that I can never use public transport again. Please tell me I'm not the only one who something like this has happened to. I feel like I've heard this story before. I had a friend that this happened to. Something similar happened to Zoe, right?
Oh, I feel like I've heard this as well.
Yeah, right? Zoe was talking to somebody who we used to know. Me and Zoe trained as a nurse together. And this person was a bit chaotic. And Zoe got on public transport then.
Mm.
And she felt like people were looking at her. She got home and your woman's knickers are stuck to her bag.
How did you... Oh, right, okay.
Because they were in the locker room changing.
Okay. Oh my Christ. But obviously people didn't realise that they were
so
your woman's.
Like,
she thought it was Zoe's.
Something that happens is people's knickers are hanging out.
Well, if it's Velcro, like a lot of bags would have Velcro on the strap.
I'm covered in bruises.
You are covered in. You missed that part of the story at the start.
Like I'm black and blue from the bus because I was going up and down the bus pouring shots into people's mouths. I kept slamming into the side.
But Terry, I know you more than anybody on this planet.
Do you think so?
I know. I do. Do you question that? Who do you think knows you more than me?
Me.
Well, obviously. I know because I can picture the way you were on that bus. I can picture
Go
it.
Go on, tell me.
I just know there would have been a lot of... there would have been
Set
a lot
the
of
scene.
That.
Go on, tell me.
Yeah, you would have just been like forcing people to do the shots of fireball.
Yeah.
Right? And the bus would have been, you would have been like doing something what Sydney would have been, whoa, 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 like side to side. And you were going, here, mister, where did you get your license from? All this sort of chat. Am I right or wrong?
Right.
Yeah, I know I'm right. I know I'm right.
Jake, the actor.
I didn't tell you how the vet.
No, you don't tell me anything.
Because we just talked about it. We don't have a chance to speak.
Okay, but you could make a chance.
Terry, I put my sunglasses at the front door along with the keys to lock the house behind me and walked out without both of them. Turned around, realized I didn't have the keys, and then still walked away without my sunglasses. Right?
The kids have our brains.
The kids have my brain mushed.
That's you don't talk to Miles. That's why he acts the way he does. Like, you be in the kitchen and you're just doing things and he's like, because he wants to talk.
No, he does.
He likes
what
to
is
chat.
This new thing? This is how he sits. No one can see right now. This is how he sits in his chair.
Why do you see the abyss?
Terry, he sits in his chair like this and he goes. That's how he sits. One leg up.
He's, you know, Sass said to me, she's like, I have a feeling Miles is going to be like calm compared to Sydney. And I was like, no way. I can
he's already overtaken her.
I can see the craziness rising in him.
Yeah.
He's not anyway placid.
Now, he used to be until Sydney.
But like, Sydney's molding him into her.
That's what I said. Yeah.
Go on.
Anyway, listen, everyone have a lovely week and lovely weekend. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to give us a 5-star review on wherever you listen to your podcasts. And yeah, chat to you soon.
Bye.